want life to be fair. And most of the time, if we're being honest, we expect it to be. But as long as we're clinging to the idea that life has to be fair to be good, we'll be living a life filled with discontent, resentment, and chronic unhappiness. Today, we're acknowledging that we must change what we can and work to accept the rest so we can learn to love our life, even in the midst of situations and circumstances we didn't choose. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill, and I'm going to be honest and upfront today. I've got Crystal with me.
Hi.
Today's is hard.
It is.
This one, it poured out of me when I was studying, but it is very uncomfortable and viscerally uncomfortable, but we have to do it.
Let's do it.
We have to do it. Like, how many times have you heard, like, it's not fair?
Every day?
A lot, yeah. I've said it almost every day. It's super, super important, though, because we all desperately want life to be fair. But it's not. It's not.
And it's not going to be.
Never. I have been struggling with this one for weeks. Things just keep popping up in my life that are infuriating because they are not fair. And that's going to keep happening to everyone forever. Which is, I don't want to come off super like cynical, but we have to accept it.
Right.
We're not talking about this to be a downer, but we have to figure out how not only to keep going, but how to find joy when we're living a life we didn't choose. We have to figure out a way to not let the unfair circumstances crush our soul and keep us stuck. We cannot stop every time someone we don't like wins, or every time we're treated poorly, or when the bad guy hits his mark. A conscious rethink put it this way, and I loved it. Life isn't fair. Get over it or get frustrated. It's your choice.
Let's just get over it.
Like, we're going to just jump right in because I've got all kinds of uncomfortable truth for you today, but I need this.
I need it.
Okay. Definition. I love this first one. It's so cheeky. Fair is where you get cotton candy. It's not what life is.
You gotta
have some humor when I'm gonna punch you repeatedly. Okay. Fair is treating people in a way that does not favor one person over another. Fair does not mean that everyone gets what they want. And I think that's one of our key problems because we really want to define it that way.
Right.
I think our go-to response when we don't get what we want is not fair. As OliverEmberton.com said, unless you're winning, most of life will seem hideously unfair to you. And that was fair. Fair point, Oliver. Okay, you want some traits? Okay, now this is a really important person to be. I am not this person. I would like to be this person. This is a person who has accepted that life isn't fair, but is still okay. I correct myself up. The first one, they're resilient. And I put in parentheses, they're very chumbawamba. This kind of came up in our last one. But yeah, when you get knocked down, you get up again. Like, you don't stay down. Like, yeah, okay. You ain't never going to keep me down. Just maybe less drinks. Okay. Compassionate. Someone who seeks to affect change where they can. Like, yeah, life's not fair, but I'm going to do the good that I can do with what I've been given. Which is basically my next point, is do the best they can with the resources they have.
Right.
Like, some of us are going to get crummy cards dealt to us, but you do the best with the hand you have. Because what other choice do you have?
I think it's how we grow.
Man. Sometimes you want to be like, okay, got enough growth. I've got it.
We all feel that way.
We all feel that way. They focus, oh, this is a tough one, focus on things in their control. We really want to control what we can't control. Control is a whole episode coming this season, by the way, another real fun one. They're grateful and content. This one's hard too. They have reasonable expectations. I think crazy expectations gets us into trouble a lot. Well, and it's an unrealistic expectation that life's going to work out exactly the way you want it to.
We still keep thinking it's
never happened for anyone ever, but we're the person.
It's going to work out this time.
This time, yes. They are mindful. That was an episode we did. They live in the present. LinkedIn.com said, when we get trapped believing our past defines our future, life seems unfair. When we spend too much time contemplating the future and believe our destiny is outside our control, life seems unfair. And last one, they don't keep the sad stories on repeat.
Nice.
It is nice. Want to know how we got here?
I've kind of lived it, but let's hear it.
I know. Yes, I will say it has been a tough week, and I'm not the only one who's had things that do not seem fair. Yes. You ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. The myth of a just world. This came up in research. If you want to, I mean, it's fascinating. There's essays and doctorates, but people have a strong need to believe that if they work hard, do the right thing, are a good person, and live a moral life, that everything will go their way.
Yeah.
People have a very strong need to believe that. And I'd go so far as to say that this belief in karma or getting whatever you deserve is really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because when something bad happens to someone, we start looking for all of the things of how they brought it on themselves or what they did to deserve it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's just not true. Like,
that's harsh.
It is. But we do it. We're like, oh, well, if they had time. But
don't judge me.
Exactly.
Wow.
But we really struggle to accept that bad things happen to good people. It doesn't work out. Like, the very best of people have terrible things happen to them. And we've seen that. And the worst of people are winning. It just, that is life.
Right.
So when we struggle, we struggle to talk. And we struggle when we see people who hurt us or hurt our kids get away with it, so to speak.
Right.
Or when mean people are thriving and kind people are suffering, and it is very, very hard to accept.
That is very difficult to accept.
Very difficult to accept. Like I said, lots of literature on the myth of a just world. Second reason is childhood. We can blame a lot of stuff on our childhood. So there's a couple different facets of this, but a lot of kids are being raised to believe that everything always goes your way. You always get what you want. Lots of kids never hear the word no.
That's crazy to me.
It is crazy to me. This was not my childhood, but it's a lot of kids' childhood.
How are you going to be an adult if you've never heard the word no? Oh, wait, I've worked with some of those people.
Exactly. And so, you know, with kids, I mean, and I don't want to get into this because this is a real hot button issue for people, but like that you win even when you lose.
Right.
That you can always have what you want.
Right.
Every time you want it. And that, you know, if something breaks, it gets replaced right away.
Yeah.
And people are just with false expectations of how the adult world will work.
Right.
It's not the same. Yep. Okay. Entitlement.
Which I would place the latter into this as well.
I don't think we like saying out loud that we feel entitled.
We totally do.
We totally do. But when we say life's not fair, what we might actually be saying is, I feel entitled to more.
Oh. We don't think of it like that, but I guess it totally is.
It doesn't really matter how much we have either. We want more.
This is totally like, I don't watch any of these shows, but, you know, we think of if we had just had this, it would be perfect. A lot of people go with the word money, right?
Yeah.
If we just had the money. So like the Real Housewives of place. Okay, I've never watched an episode or anything of the sort, but like a preview or whatever.
Oh, you know, there's drama.
And of course, it's a TV show, so it's about drama. But ultimately, it is that, though, still. Like, they have what we would consider being like so much.
And it's not fixing anything.
It's never enough, though.
No.
So no matter what spectrum you're on, we deserve more in our minds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And another way to say that, too, is also another part is like, I'm not content with my situation. Like, this, you got it wrong, God.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an uncomfortable, how'd we get here? Mm-hmm. And this plays right into it. We're focused on what we don't have instead of what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
Real easy to do. Got that negative bias. I know that when something goes wrong, or even just when one little teeny part of my life isn't going the way I want it to go, my focus narrows just to that one thing.
Mm-hmm. How unfair is this?
This one. And that happened this week. We had been waiting for this news that was like amazing, joyful news. And then, but this one other little side part of my life was kind of going crummy. And I wasn't thinking about this amazing answer to prayer. It was like, no, this one terrible, my life is awful. I hate my life. Like, I'm not the only one who does it.
No, I'm going to guess probably everybody does that.
Yeah.
We'd like to not do that. So that's why we're talking about it today.
Yes, it's wrong.
Let's minimize.
Do not be like Becky. Mm. Do what she tells you to do.
But Becky's about to do what she's talking about.
Growth. I wrote expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do. We expect it.
We do.
Everything's going to line up exactly how I have planned on my vision board.
And it never has for anybody. Huh. And it's actually in our benefit for it not to.
Yes, I know you've talked about that on here before. Like, thank goodness we haven't gotten everything we've wanted, you know?
Wanted more things, you know, some of the things could have gone my way or our way.
Exactly. But you know what? If 9-year-old Becky had gotten to marry Fred Savage, she wouldn't have her wonderful children. Okay? Thank you, Lord. So you got to bring the humor when it's like punching in the gut. Okay.
I'm going to picture that.
If you're listening, Fred Savage, please write in. Okay. We got here because we don't have control. Smart Living 365 said, whenever our feelings of autonomy are challenged, circumstances feel unfair.
Yep.
And that's just...
We like control.
We like control. Like I said, we're going to talk about it for 45 minutes coming up soon. But, and I totally get that one.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't choose. We didn't choose. The pandemic felt unfair because we didn't choose it.
Mm-hmm.
This one I don't like saying out loud because it makes me feel like a bad person, but I'm working on letting my mistakes go.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like life is unfair when I'm suffering and you're not. Mm. Not you particularly.
I think that everybody feels that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I don't think that that's this like random.
But it's just this, it's this comparison thing. And
100%.
Am I wishing suffering on other people? Like, I don't understand what that gross thing in me is that. You deserve it too.
Well, I don't know if you're wishing suffering. I mean, there's probably been times we have. Yes. I mean, that's embarrassing to say.
Particular people, yes.
But you're just wanting
the playing field to be more even. I don't know, but it's it's gross. But we get that statement.
We do.
We do. And comparison is my next point. That's a lot of why life feels unfair is because we are looking at what other people have or what they're going through or.
Yeah. We weren't made to compare.
We were not made to compare. Did you want to say something before I jump in?
I just think, unfortunately, with the internet now, we can compare
everything
even more. But maybe what we should compare ourselves with are those who maybe don't have the freedoms that we have.
Exactly. It's always the flip. We don't think about that.
We don't. We want to talk about, we are in the.
Top.
We are spoiled comparatively.
Ridiculously so. Yeah. I have some thoughts on comparison from footprintsofinspiration.com. Our life usually feels a lot better when we're not comparing it to someone else's life.
Of course it does.
Feels way better.
Yeah.
You could have been having the best day till you got on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. This and that totally ties into contentment. So yes, some people seem to have everything, but the key word is seem.
Agreed.
We have no idea what goes on in anybody else's life. Mm-mm. We've talked about this before, but the extent of their challenges, their struggles, their negative thought loops, none of it. Like, even your closest friends and family members do not share everything with you.
No.
You do not know everything going on in someone's life or brain ever. And sometimes when we're comparing, that they have this, or they're better at that, or they handle parenting better. Like, sometimes you're comparing your beginning to someone else's middle.
Right.
Like, yeah. I might know a little more about parenting than someone just starting out, mm-hmm. and someone who has adult children is going to know more than me.
Right.
Like, you don't know. And we've talked about this before. You don't know what they're giving up.
No.
What the cost of what they have is either. The website also said this, and I super liked it. You may not be equipped to handle what someone else has.
That's so true. And we do not ever think about that. Because, I mean, we've probably all been all of a sudden given something that we can't handle.
Yeah.
That we thought that we deserved and wanted. Uh-huh. And then we're like, whoa.
Out of my depth.
Yeah. This is too much.
Mm-hmm. Could there maybe be a creator that knows better?
Maybe.
And, you know, and it's okay because that person probably isn't equipped to handle what you have.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, your life was for you. Mm-hmm. Also, different does not equal unfair.
Right.
And that's a really tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our lives are going to look different. It doesn't mean that your life is unfair because theirs is different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of how we got here. I'm not even done. We got here. Life feels unfair because we're judgmental.
Yeah, we are.
Uh-huh. That we talked about this a little bit before, but another thing we could actually be saying when life is unfair is, I think you deserve less.
If we actually worded it like that, we probably wouldn't be thinking that so much.
This one is especially true for me when I see somebody who's hurt me mm-hmm. or hurt my kids winning. Like, when their life seems to be going great, like, they don't seem to have any problems. They do, because you don't know.
Right. They're like, hurting broken people just like we are.
You don't deserve that. Why are you getting to be happy? And I'm over here crying on my couch. They might be crying on their couch. Yeah. But that, for me, is when that rings true.
Yeah. We've all done that.
We've all done that. All of these are super uncomfortable today for mm-hmm. how we got here. Another reason is because we've made it all about us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty easy to... We don't really need to elaborate on that one.
Mm-mm.
You want some truth?
I've
got a lot of truth today. A lot. But I think we need that. We need truth to infiltrate our minds when we're thinking these things that are keeping us from living a happier life.
But, like, let's address this. Like, yeah, let's hear the truth. And life isn't fair.
It isn't fair.
It's not ever going to be fair.
Mm-mm.
And let's learn how to be okay with that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because it's not about just going, oh, life's not fair, and mm-hmm. then throwing a pity party. It's like, okay, no, life isn't fair, but.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Truth number one. What we really mean by fair is life working out the way we want it to.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. And we just said this. Sometimes not getting what you want is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we feel life isn't fair when something we want doesn't happen, or when something we didn't want to happen happens.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Life's already unfair.
Right.
It's going to feel more unfair if we keep holding on to the unrealistic expectation that life's going to unfold exactly the way we want it to.
Right.
Like, it's hard enough and the hard things are going to come. So if we keep expecting perfection, it's going to feel even worse.
But, I mean, we have to have something to kind of, like, it's okay to have dreams mm-hmm. and goals. So... We want to still have those, but when they don't work out in that way.
It can't be soul crushing.
Right. We have to be able to adjust.
Or just even expect that there's going to be bumps.
Yeah.
But yeah. You could get there. You want to be a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. But you might know, okay, it's going to be difficult. Homework's going to be hard. I might have to save up money.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yes. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. There's not a cosmic point system.
There's not.
I know. Hold on to yourselves at home.
Isn't that karma?
Right. Okay. Now I think you're gonna relate to this. As I was writing this, I'm like, it's a good thing Crystal's doing this with me. She was the same kind of kid.
Uh-huh.
So for those of us who are very grade centric,
uh-huh.
teacher pleasing, parent pleasing, do gooders. Okay. We grew up knowing if I do X, Y, Z, I get this reward.
Right.
Right. Like, I'll get the sticker on the chart. I'll get the bonus points on the test.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we learned that. Like,
right.
If I put the work in, I get the A.
Right.
I get the sticker. I get the student of the week because that's who we were. We got
right.
those things.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned my hard work and efforts will pay off in predictable and consistent ways. Mm. We grew up learning that, but there's unfortunately not a cosmic point system that carries on into adulthood.
They do still pay off, just not.
Just not.
You just don't get the sticker. You could start your own chart.
You could.
And you could give yourself the sticker.
I wonder if that would help.
I mean, I've got some stickers at home.
You do. I think that's just a truth we need to let go of, that it doesn't always happen that way. Mm-mm. You can work hard and be the best person, and they could still pick
somebody
John in accounting for the promotion. Mm-hmm. Or you could be an awesome, kind, amazing person, and the boy is going to ask your friend to the dance.
Right.
Like, yeah. It doesn't always. I wish there was a point system, because I can get behind that. I know how the rules work.
Mm-hmm.
But life's not predictable.
Right. I was like, we probably don't need a point system.
It would be bad for me.
It would be really bad for both of us.
Yes, it would. Achievement identities out there would spin.
We'd struggle more.
Oh, yes. Okay. Here we go. Truth you need to hear. It's hard, but dwelling doesn't change it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to end up with resentment, bitterness, hate, and unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
You're already suffering because you're going through the thing.
Right.
It's not going to give you more. It's not going to give anybody else less.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing ruminating does is change you. Your heart's going to change. Your attitude's going to change. Your mm-hmm. outlook's going to change. Your approach to people is going to change. And all of those things take a downturn when you keep the unfair things on repeat in your head.
Right.
It is not changing what happened. It's not changing the people who treated you unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just changing you. And not for the better.
Not for the better.
Not for
the better. And we're for changing for the better here.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So stop replaying it in your head. I get mm-hmm. that it's not fair. I get that it stinks. But thinking about it over and over doesn't take it away. Mm-mm. And it's not punishing the person.
And it doesn't make it any better.
It doesn't
make
it any better.
It just continues to keep you in a rut.
Yes. This one's tough for my inner hall monitors. Correcting unfairness doesn't create happiness. Okay. BlessedBeYou.com said, unhappy people reject the fact that life isn't fair and have difficulty tolerating the discomfort that comes with unfairness. Instead of accepting this reality, they brood over past and current hurt, pain, and suffering. Therefore, they continually seek justice to correct inequity rather than seek wisdom to prevail over it. And she talked about how when we set out to correct unfairness, we're usually about punishment and making someone else hurt and suffer. Right. And how can happiness ever come from that?
It can't.
You don't get happiness by seeking vengeance.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of correcting unfairness I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about taking social change to the world. This is,
right.
Well, you hurt me and you're happy and now I'm sad, so I'm going to go hurt you.
Right.
That's not going to make anything better for you.
Mm-mm.
This one is also from blessedbu.com, and it is a sucker punch. Forgiveness is the key. She said this. Forgiveness does not correct unfairness, but nullifies it.
Mm-hmm.
So our negative bias makes it difficult to let go of bad things that happen. So if we want to forgive, we have to get closer to God. But I hadn't even thought about forgiveness as a key to life not seeming fair.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the situations in my life that feel unfair have to do with other people.
Right.
Where they're fine, we're not. But forgiving them just frees you up.
Right.
Okay. Believing life should be fair makes us forget what we have.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. People who believe life should be fair look at life from a negative viewpoint, always thinking about what they don't have instead of what they do. And you hit on this. Like, there's always somebody that has less than you.
Uh-huh.
There's always somebody worse off who'd love to be in your shoes.
Right.
Like, you slept inside.
Right.
Like,
you had food to eat.
Yeah. You didn't look through the dumpster for it either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's somebody who is growing up without the privileges and opportunities you had. We got to go to college.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody gets to do that. And what you have might be very, very different from what you want.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that what you have isn't good.
Agreed.
And that's a hard truth to accept sometimes.
Yeah.
But there are always other people who would love to have the life you're sitting around thinking about how crappy it is.
And we don't even know, and you know there's people in our life that think that.
Oh, yeah.
And we have no idea.
Uh-uh. That's something you go tell somebody. Okay. Acceptance and contentment are the keys, but it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no easy button. I wish. For one of these topics, I wish it was in 3 easy steps. But
that's we can label it.
Melanie Dale, who wrote a book called Learning to Love the Life You Didn't Choose. It was a whole book about unfairness. Oh. I really want to get into it. She said, we don't learn to love our lives and then check a box when it's done. We learn to love our lives every day, one day at a time, forever.
Oh, okay.
I like that. It's a process. I think we need to remember it's a process.
It is a process.
And it's not linear. We can be doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next bad thing comes. And mm-hmm. Not as grown as I thought I was. Karen Koenig said, fairness is out of your hands, but better is entirely in your power.
Nice.
I like that a lot. Okay. Giving up the idea that life is fair is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
When we give up the notion that life isn't fair, then you're free to love unconditionally and you're free to enjoy the incredible life going on around you because you're not focused on, like I was, this one little thing. Oh, wow, there actually is goodness.
And a lot of it.
Yes. Yes. Truth you need. I'm still not done. God provides and he makes all things new.
Yeah.
I liked this. I didn't write down who said it. And this is, you might feel this too. God makes beauty from ashes,
mm-hmm.
but first everything has to burn down.
Okay, there's some, that hurt.
I'm like, that is a terrible, beautiful statement.
Yeah, I mean, I could go with the beauty for ashes, but I've never had to see how you get the ashes.
To get the ashes.
I mean, we obviously know.
We all know. But yeah, everything has to burn down.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does. And sometimes some of you are on fire. I get it. There can be good things.
Yeah.
My last truth, I've been saving my favorite truth for the end. And again, I'm not going to mess it up with extra commentary.
Okay.
Life isn't fair, but it's still good.
Agreed.
Like it. Okay, I have tips. I don't have very many.
Mm-hmm.
These were ridiculously hard for me to write. I was literally stewing over not one, but 2 unfair situations while writing them.
Uh-huh.
And I did not want to say these things.
Uh-huh.
And usually that means they're the right things to say.
Uh-huh.
If I resist and I'm fighting God, it's usually like, why do you think you're working on this one today, Becky?
He's got a sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
Let's hear what we need to hear.
Okay. Change your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this was you can tell from my example, who I was as a person. So my example here is, yes, you stayed up late to finish the paper that mm-hmm. was due in the morning, and then everybody else got the extension. Okay?
Uh-huh.
High school and college Becky hated this.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh, not fair. I kill myself to do this, and you are lazy uh-huh. buns. Okay, now, it's a good thing I've let it go, though. I've worked through it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but instead of being mad that the other kids in the class aren't being penalized mm-hmm. for not doing the right thing when they should have done mm-hmm. it, be grateful that now you're done.
You are.
And it's no longer hanging over your head.
Mm-hmm.
You're finished. So that's just a situation probably not very many of you are going through, because I assume most of you are grownups. But, if you just reframe the way you're seeing
that
the thing.
That kind of stuff can still happen.
I guess it can. Work, deadlines, uh-huh. and yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It can still happen.
But yeah, okay, well, what's the good in this? Okay, well, now
I'm done. I get to move on to my other things.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, change your perspective. Not always easy,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. I mean, and it can happen too. I've thought about this. I've said this kind of thing with my kids. Like, yes, okay, so maybe like a relationship ended and that's very hard.
Yeah.
But then you change your perspective. Okay, well, now maybe your heart or your life is open to this better one that you wouldn't.
Right.
You wouldn't have met them. You wouldn't have been closed off, whatever. Okay. Gratitude journal came up again. I'm going to go back to this one a lot lately, but I think a huge part of getting over the need for things to be fair involves us becoming more grateful for what we do have and what we actually do have going for us. Because when I'm in my life's not fair mindset, I spiral about how sucky my life is and everything terrible happens to us. I'm like, really, Becky? Or is it this one thing?
We could spiral fast.
Oh, and I just pick up. I'm the tornado. I'm just picking up other stuff I wasn't even upset about or thought was fine. Right. Now they're all of a sudden terrible, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like saying this. This one is still really raw for me. We need to give people the benefit of the doubt. And that can help us view things in a better way. Maybe they maybe made a mistake. Maybe they didn't intend to hurt us. Maybe that actually wasn't their intention. Maybe they didn't actually exclude you. Whatever it is, give people the benefit of the doubt and they will seem more fair.
Okay.
And the last one I put is forgive. Remember that forgiveness is for you, not for them. Yes. Sometimes that is. Sometimes it will feel unfair if the person who hurt you is thriving and you're upset. That doesn't feel fair. And it might, it isn't fair.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Some of us are still there.
Some of us are still there.
But holding on to those feelings isn't going to make it less.
It doesn't make it any better. Mm-mm. And then why are we spending our time on that? Exactly. Let's move on.
Move on. Okay. You want some real? Okay. I have 2 points I want to make today. I put to help us wrestle with life being unfair because that's what it is. Yeah. It's wrestle. I mean, you're struggling. You're thrown on the mat repeatedly. Okay. So the first point is something I've said before, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's not enough just to hear it. Sometimes we have to hear things over and over until we believe them.
Right.
And then we have to keep hearing it until the belief changes us. So at this point, and this point is we have to accept, believe, and live out this, that if our peace and our joy and our sense of okayness are in temporary things, those things will only ever be temporary. If my peace and my happiness are dependent on things going my way or in how other people treat me or in how my children get treated, I'm not ever really going to be at peace or be happy.
Right.
Ever, because I live in a broken world surrounded by broken people.
Right.
It's always going to be hard. But we make it harder by trying to deal with it on our own, in our own strength. As author Melanie Dale put it, I can't make myself accept my circumstances, but I can be completely honest with God about how upset I am and put it back on Him to change my heart. He's God. Let Him do the work in you. Like I felt that, like how much I have to, why can't I be happy about this situation? Well, you don't have to be happy about the situation. You don't have to be sunny and bright and find all the good things. Put it on God. Be totally honest with Him and then say, I need your help.
Right.
Let Him do that work. You don't have to do the work and you don't ever have to be okay with it either. And that's the answer right there. We need to lean on God when life isn't fair. Even though God Himself isn't fair in the very best of ways, and that's point number two. All throughout Scripture, we can see God doing things that don't seem fair, that don't align with our sense of justice. Thank goodness we're not in charge of the justice of the world. Matthew 20, I mean, the parable of the workers,
right,
where the people who had been out in the hot field all day got the exact same payment as the people who worked an hour.
Right.
And we're like, uh-uh, not fair. If we had been the ones out, we would be fussing. Never mind what we agreed for. It irritates us. Like, we get a reaction. We viscerally feel the unfairness, but we don't really stop and think about how we're receiving all kinds of things we didn't earn and don't deserve. We get frustrated and sometimes even enraged that life isn't fair until we stop and think about the lavish grace and mercy we've been given. And that's the big truth you need here today, that grace and mercy are not fair.
Right.
And you've gotten both. So it's really, that was a really big point for me, was I'm raging and rallying to God, like, life isn't fair. And he's like, yeah, but look at what I've given you that you don't earn or deserve. You don't deserve these things. It's not Mm-mm. fair that I've been saved. That's Mm-mm. not fair.
And there, nowhere does it say that if you believe in Jesus as your Savior, that your life is going to, you're going to have all these good things and that you're not mm-hmm. going to have struggles. It actually tells us that we are going to have mm-hmm. struggles.
In this life, there will be struggle. Yes.
Of course, none of us want struggle, but it's how we grow. And so we just need to learn how to accept the unfairness. Because mm-hmm. it's there.
It's there, and it's going to be there.
And sometimes it's there in our favor to other people.
That's very, and we don't think about that.
We don't ever think about that.
Mm-mm, we don't.
But it's there.
The door opened for us. Mm-hmm. And every time that door opens for you, it means it closed on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about that. I do want to end with just that. I want to reiterate that one point. Life totally 100,000,000,000% is not fair.
No.
But it's still good.
It is still good.
It's still good. Look for it.
It's there. Look for
on your darkest day when you want to just point out
mm-hmm.
the situation that stinks. What do you have going for you? What is the good? Find it. It's there. I promise. All right. We are continuing to let stuff go all summer. They're all hard.
Yeah.
But I want to get past it. I want right. to drop these weights that are weighing me down.
We want to grow.
We do. It's hard.
I'm sick of being beat up myself in my head, shackled myself in my jail cell mm-hmm. with the door wide open.
Exactly.
I don't want to be that person.
No. There's freedom. There's freedom.
I want to live in that freedom.
Yeah. All right. And your chains have been undone. Like, you don't even have to do the work of finding the key. They're open. Walk away. All right. We are going to be back with you soon. Hopefully soon we'll have some baby news for you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being with us, growing with us, accepting these ridiculously hard truths all summer.
Yeah.
We'll be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Join the conversation by connecting with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Find us at facebook.com/girlonahillpodcast or instagram.com/girlonahillpodcast. You'll also want to check out our website, www.girlonahill.com, where we not only share each new podcast episode, but encouraging blog posts and links to any resources shared or talked about on the podcast.